What happened at Golgotha and the tomb means an awful lot to history. Creeds, covenants, constitutions, and civilizations have been established on principles rooted in beliefs about the true identity of this extraordinary first century Jew who has the entire secular timeline centered around his entrance into the world. Whether you use the labels BC and AD, or BCE and CE, the years count down and then up at the same point, even if AD 1 is off by a few years. But what about the hard and fast historical date of such a monumental event? We have dates for American Independence Day, Bastille Day, and D-Day. Is there a certain crucifixion day? Multiple factors can be examined to arrive at the date. We know the Hebrew calendar dates of 14th and 15th Nisan correspond to Jesus' early Passover meal with his disciples, and the actual Passover on which he was crucified, the same time the Passover lambs were sacrificed. Pontius Pilate was still in office, and the Jews had recently lost authority of capital punishment to the Romans. These sorts of historical markers put the crucifixion sometime in April or March in early 30s AD. But what about a factor from the field of science? Perhaps something memorable and calculable in space. Acts chapter 2 tells us that at Pentecost, 50 days after the resurrection, which happened on the Feast of First Fruits, Apostle Peter reminded the crowd of what was written by the prophet Joel some 800 years prior.
The sun will be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great and glorious day of the Lord shall come. And it shall be that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Men of Israel, listen to these words. Jesus the Nazarene, a man attested to you by God, with miracles and wonders and signs, which God performed through him in your midst, just as you yourselves know, this man, delivered over by the predetermined plan and foreknowledge of God, you nailed to a cross, by the hands of godless men, and put him to death. But God raised him up again, putting an end to the agony of death, since it was impossible for him to be held in its power.
Peter charged that a blood moon, a lunar eclipse, on Passover was among the prophetic signs visible to anyone at the time. Some scholars, like British expert in ancient chronology and astronomy J.K. Fotheringham in 1910 and Colin J. Humphreys and W.G. Waddington in 1983, proposed that astronomical data indicates that within the time frame plausible due to the aforementioned factors, the ominous lunar eclipse happened on April 3rd, AD 33. Independent researchers like Frederick Larson, who was mentioned in our Christmas episode, have also confirmed this finding with astronomical software. The crucifixion and resurrection are considered historical fact in that we know by a variety of sources and historical tests that a man called Yeshua and Messiah was crucified and buried in a sealed tomb, and 3 days later, the tomb was empty, and hundreds of people claimed to see and interact with him alive. How the tomb became empty is the timeless question for reason and faith.